Good morning. Here we are at King's Home on Tuesday the 13th of January to speak to John Fidler. My name is Mike Curran from the Gloucester Rugby Heritage and ex-player as well. We've got Malcolm King, who's the chairman of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage. Ronnie Etheridge, who's also an ex-player, part of the Heritage, and arguably the most difficult job of the lot, Dick Williams from Rugby Heritage, who's looking after all the technical side for us. Right, so welcome, John. Thank you very much for finding some time to speak to us. Perhaps we kick off with the beginning. Are you a local lad? Were you born in Gloucester?
I was born in Cheltenham, in Lecampton Road in Cheltenham, and I eventually ended up going to Hucklecote Secondary Modern School, and that's where I had my first game of rugby.
And where were you living when you first? Were you brought up in Hucklecote?
No, we actually lived on Birdlip Hill, which is just up above Whitcomb. I'm halfway up Birdlip Hill on the left-hand side, and I've got fond memories of walking up Birdlip Hill and down Birdlip Hill. And then I went to the local school in Whitcomb, and then from Whitcomb Junior School went to Birdlip. It's where I met my darling wife a long, long time ago, and we've been married for 55 years now. And from Birdlip, I then went to Hucklecote Secondary Modern in 1960, which then was a brand new school. We were the first intake of students there.
And was that your first introduction to rugby, or had you been involved watching it or anything before that?
Not really. I didn't really have a lot of interest. It was our sports teacher at Hucklecote, a guy called Frank Jordan, who was a strong Gloucester supporter and a very big rugby enthusiast. He's the guy who introduced me to rugby. I don't think he got it right initially, because my first game for the school was at fullback.
And were there any other people that subsequently became well-known rugby players that went to Hucklecote? It's not a real hotbed of rugby, with all due respect, at that stage. It's a brand new school, as you said. Is there anybody else there?
I think Malcolm Preedy went there as well. I'm pretty sure Malcolm was there. And obviously Malcolm went on to play for Gloucester and eventually went to play for England. Tony Parslow, he was another local player. I think he came to Gloucester, played a few games at Gloucester. John Williams. Yeah, I was at school with John Williams as well. Did he come to Gloucester? I think he did.
Yeah, I think he had a few games, half a dozen games or so. Yeah, good. And after you became involved with Cheltenham Colts, I understand. What was the interaction there between that and the Hucklecote school? So you picked up starting playing rugby at Hucklecote school, got the taste for it, and what happened after that?
Well, basically, I played for Hucklecote for several years under Frank, and Frank was a very good school teacher, very, very good games teacher. He was very keen on getting Hucklecote to be a quite competitive side. And then, as the years went on, I joined Cheltenham Colts. And if anyone knows, in those days, back in the 60s, a guy called Norman Rees was running the Colts. And Cheltenham Colts in those days were very, very successful. I mean, we used to play all over the country. We played Gloucester, we played all around Coventry, Leicester, Cardiff, Newport, and we went many seasons without being beaten. Guys like Nigel Jackson were there, Phil Blakeway. It was a very, very strong local side.
And was that a subset of Cheltenham Rugby Club?
Yeah, that was all governed by Cheltenham Rugby Club, and but Norman was the main man. Norman was 100%. We used to train every week, play every week, but we were definitely a good feeder club for Cheltenham in those days, because we did produce some really good players from Cheltenham Colts.
And so you subsequently moved on to play for Cheltenham?
Yeah, I think...
How old were you then?
I think I had my first game for Gloucester. I was either 16... For Cheltenham, sorry. Either 16 or 17. And my first game was against Ebervale. And the guy who took me under his arm and dragged me out onto the pitch was a guy called Ben Edwards. And Ben Edwards was... I think he was the chairman of Gloucester Cheltenham in those days. I think he had one cap for Wales, and I think I was 17, and that was my first game for Cheltenham with Ben Edwards.
And who else went to Cheltenham at that around about that stage from Cheltenham Colts? You were saying how successful they were.
Well, I think Phil Blakeway went. I'm pretty sure he did. Scrum half guy called John Woodward, and Bob White. Bob White was a very strong centre when he was a Colt. And there was another guy called John Vivash. We had some really, really good players. But Bob came to Gloucester, and Phil Blakeway came over to Gloucester as well later on.
Can we just dwell on the Cheltenham scenario for a while? At that stage, as a lot of people probably won't recall, Cheltenham had a very strong side, very strong fixture list. I just wonder what happened there from your perspective.
Well, in those days, as I say, I was only a young lad, but we played Gloucester at the Athletic Ground and beat them. I mean, they came over with their side with about, I don't know, three or four internationals and about 12 county players, but the little old Cheltenham side in those beat Gloucester at Cheltenham. And then I think the following season we went to Gloucester and we beat Gloucester at Gloucester. So in those days we had a good side, but the makeup of the side was that there were a lot of St Paul's College boys around, Faraday, Paul Tate, Bob Redwood, John Berry, and we also had a lot of guys from RAF Innsworth who were stationed at Innsworth, and they came to play for Cheltenham as well. But in those days at Cheltenham, we used to play Bath, Gloucester, Coventry, Ebervale, all the top local sides Cheltenham played against. And when I actually played for Cheltenham, it was very successful.
So, if it's successful, you enjoyed your rugby at Cheltenham, why did you move to Gloucester?
Well, it was the old adage, I suppose. I mean, I wanted to play for Gloucestershire. And in those days, it was basically thought that if you wanted to play for Gloucestershire, that the county selectors wanted you to go to Gloucester. Because for some unknown reason, even though Cheltenham was very, very successful in beating all these teams we used to beat, they really didn't look at many Cheltenham players. So it was a decision it was quite hard to make, but in the end, I thought, well, if I want to further my rugby career, the thing to do is to move to Gloucester. But another reason, I just joined the police force then, and came back from training school, and when you come back, you get allocated where you're going to be stationed. And I didn't know whether I would go to Gloucester, Cheltenham, Lydney, Bristol, or whatever. So anyway, I didn't have emails in those days. Had a phone call or something. I was going to Painswick. So for a young probationary copper to go to Painswick was very unusual. Anyway, the next day I had a message come through from my sergeant saying, the chief constable wants to see you. So I said, okay, rightio. He said, but not at headquarters, at his home in Painswick. So I eventually got down to see Peter White, who was the chief constable of Gloucestershire in those days, and he had me in his house. He lived down the bottom of Painswick, and he said, John, he said, it's nice to have you in Painswick. You can look after me, you can look after all the local farmers. And he said, but one thing, he said, I think you're going to be a fairly good rugby player, and I want you to do well and represent the police. But he said, but you're not going to do that at Cheltenham. I would like you to move to Gloucester. And that was another reason I came, and that was probably was the main reason, because he was my boss, and in those days, you did as your boss told you.
Could I just go back there? Talking about Gloucestershire triggers me, because I think you played for Gloucestershire at schools level as well, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I played, I think, under 15s in those days.
Yeah,
we played Cheltenham played out here against Gloucester schools. I can't remember the result, but that was the sort of going up to play for England under 15 level. But I think I played for the South West as well. I got through that far in those days.
And you played for boys' clubs, didn't you?
Yeah, I got two or three caps for England boys' club, which Norman Rees and Cheltenham Colts was very much involved with. And he, I mean, again, that was boys' club. It was a good, very good setup. and it brought guys in from many, many clubs all over the country. And we normally played Wales, and I think we beat them once. I think we lost twice, but boys' clubs, I really enjoyed that. It's good fun.
Were there other local boys playing in that side?
Yeah, I forget. I mean, I think Chris Morton, who'd been a mate of mine ever since we played rugby together, since we were 16 or whatever. I think he played for the England boys' clubs. But Cheltenham had quite a big representation in the boys' club side. And as I say, the Colts did really, really well.
Okay.
Going back to the exodus from Cheltenham, it seemed to me that you always led it, because following you, there were quite a few people that left Cheltenham and came over to Gloucester. Can you recall any of those that moved shortly after you?
Well, Phil Blakeway came. Paul Faraday came, Bob Redwood came over. I'm not sure if John Berry came, but I know we had a few come over from Cheltenham, and I think it was the idea that if he wanted to further your rugby career, was to move to Gloucester, where you'd probably get more recognition.
Yeah, and the people like Adrian Turton, I think he came as well, didn't he, from Cheltenham to Gloucester.
Yeah, Adrian Turtle, I think you came as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I think John Hall, who was involved with Northumberland, he played a few games for Cheltenham. Yeah. I think he came to Gloucester as well. I think you're probably looking at maybe 10 players that came over, which obviously didn't help Cheltenham's aspects on the field.
Yeah, it's a real shame, as we all know. It's sort of the demise thereafter, when a lot of the players came over to Gloucester.